Now, you may be thinking, as you listen to my podcasts, that career concerns are the least of your worries. I mean, if you're in your GCSE year and planning to progress to the sixth form, you probably don't feel any need to worry right now about your career for a year or two yet. If you're planning to sit A-levels next summer and planning to go to university for 3 years, you may be thinking that what really matters right now is focusing on getting the best possible exam grades next summer, or surviving the fallout if there aren't any exams at all. Now, no one seems certain what is going to happen with next year's exams, do they? Are they going to be delayed? Are they going to happen at all? Are they going to be replaced by teacher assessment? I mean, what is your best strategy given so many unknowns? You don't know, do you? No, neither do I. But I know someone who does. When I bang on so much about the importance of building and nurturing a network of contacts, you wouldn't be very impressed if you discovered that I didn't have a network of contacts myself, would you? So the good news is, I can put you in touch with a contact of mine who can give you many more tips about revising for exams than I could or anyone else I've ever come across, and who will be able to coach you in how to navigate the possibility that there might not even be any exams next year. Now, the strategies that she shares are the very strategies that enabled her to get into Cambridge. They're the strategies that enabled her to leave Cambridge with an honours degree. And Lucy Parsons did not come from some expensive private school either. In fact, she describes the school she went to as a rather unambitious comprehensive. And neither are the strategies she developed ideas she picked up from anybody else. You see, Lucy is an innovator. The reason she developed her strategies was precisely because they were strategies she had never been taught at school. And as far as she could find out, hardly anyone else from any other school had either. Now, I can't promise that Lucy is actually the only person in the country who shares what she does share, but I can promise you two things. Firstly, I've never come across anyone else who does. And secondly, I take great care to recommend other people to my followers only if I've checked them out pretty thoroughly first. See, it does my reputation no good to introduce my followers to second-rate people. I am not going to risk setting up my own followers for disappointment. Oh, and by the way, Lucy also believes, as I do, that her programs work best when there is a three-way partnership between student, parent and coach. So, if you think Lucy might be able to help, you can find her very easily simply by googling Lucy Parsons. But there is more than one Lucy Parsons, so click on lifemoreextraordinary.com. I'll repeat that. lifemoreextraordinary.com. Now, just in case you're one of those cynics who thinks that Lucy has offered me some kind of backhander for every client I put her way, no, she hasn't. Lucy and I have never even discussed this. And even if she did make such an offer to me, I would not take her up on it. Oh yes, I know it's common practice between business people, but I don't do things based on what's common practice. You should know that by now. And in any case, referrals lose their value as soon as people think I'm doing it because there might be something in it for for me. Now give Lucy a call.